Chapter 8, How to Structure the Sale. Here is the way a typical deal would be structured. Keep in mind that you can structure it any way that you want. However, if you want to sell the note, then you will need to be careful how you structure it. Think about this. With the amount of foreclosures out there, people are losing their homes, and there may even be tenants living near this property, maybe even on the same street as this property, that are having to move out because their landlord is being foreclosed on, or for whatever reason. Those tenants look down the street and see that sign for $2,000 down and $400 a month, when originally they had been paying $500 or $600 or maybe even $700 a month rent to a landlord that is losing the house because of foreclosure. And now they could own the house for $2,000 down and $400 a month. What a deal. We are going to sell this property for $30,000, and we typically charge 9% interest rate. The reason we do 9% interest rate is because there's nowhere that I know of that 9% can be considered usury or a high-cost loan. So 9% on a $28,000 loan, because they put $2,000 down for 10 years, we're going to do the math and work that out to the exact payment, which turns out to be $354.69 a month. Below is a conditions of approval letter that you can send to your buyer to let them know the exact terms that they are approved on. I want you to have this approval. However, when an RMLO takes the application, they will typically take care of this for you. Contracts when selling. When we sell the property, we use a very specific contract. This is not to say that you cannot use your own or a state-approved contract. We have just created our own that we use when selling for cash or with seller financing. We also have a seller financing addendum that we include when selling with seller financing. The goal here is to keep it simple and not overwhelm the purchaser. Now, I am sure there are many clauses that I could have added that I didn't, but remember, we aren't talking about a $100,000 house here. We are talking about a simple $5,000 house that you purchased and are selling it by financing it for the buyer. Below is a sample of my cover letter and contract, as well as my seller finance addendum. I use these for all of my deals, whether filthy riches, cheap houses, or higher priced houses. I have also included each on the forms disc for you to customize and edit as you would like.